Welcome back to Dynasty Panic Room. This week I'm going to be sending out offers for somebody that just lit up Twitter over the weekend, DJ Moore. I don't think I went 5 minutes without seeing a take on DJ Moore. He's definitely not had the statistical season that people want him to have right now. He came in very highly praised. People were really putting him up near that top tier of receivers. I think his value's fallen. You could sense that as you're watching Twitter. So, of course, I did what I always do with the when the panic on Twitter starts. I ran a poll. Let's find out what people think DJ Moore should go for. What's his fair value? So, quick results of that: 673 votes, greater than two firsts, and basically, I'm always thinking in terms of 2021 firsts in this case. So, greater than two firsts, only 15% of the vote. Two firsts, 29%. A first and a second, 38%. A single first or less, 18%. That's actually pretty strange for when I've run these polls. Usually there's at least one. A lot of times there's two answers that kind of fall completely off the map. The fact that the lowest getter was still getting like 15%, that means there's plenty of people that still value him at greater than two firsts. And I'll get into that a little bit as I talk about some of the trades that I got rejected from. To me, this clearly put his value at the two firsts to almost two first range. I think two firsts is fair, but I, of course, don't want to buy for fair. I want to get a deal when I'm thinking that somebody else is looking to get out on a player that they're a little concerned about. Reasons I'm not worried about DJ Moore. He still is getting targeted. He's got 32 targets through four games, so average of eight, which matches his 2018 target average. He's a little bit off of his 2019 average by one. Like, that's not something I'm going to freak out over. Yeah, they've got Robbie Anderson. I don't think Robbie Anderson is taking all of DJ Moore's work. I think they just have a competent second wide receiver, and I'm fine with that. That's something that never scares me when I'm going for a player, is their competition within their team. I want players on offenses that have a lot of players that are good because I want those offenses to score points. I want those points. I want a piece of that offense. Christian McCaffrey also hasn't really been part of that offense right now. He's injured. So the offense, I don't think, is firing at its full potential even. When Christian McCaffrey comes back, I think there is more potential for that offense to be good. More potential for the offense to be good. More potential for touchdowns. I think DJ Moore will start finding the touchdown. He has zero right now. Zero touchdowns. That's not going to hold. He will find the end zone. He will score points. He's not really all that far off of his target average. Like, he's still getting thrown to. He's going to find the end zone. That will come around. The stats will follow. His air yards are still very good. He's been in the, buy low model that we all look at. So, I have no qualms going after DJ Moore. I don't think he is going to descend statistically even. I think he's going to bounce back quickly. He's got some good matchups coming up. So, for me, this is the right week to buy him. I spent my morning, sent out 24 offers for DJ Moore. For me, I am willing to buy him on both a contender and a rebuilder. Like, I'm open to buying DJ Moore at this price for anything. He fits every situation for me. So last week when I did Mixon, I only really go shopping for running backs on teams that I think can win it all. I don't really invest in running backs on any team that I'm playing for the future, because to me that's pointless. By the time, that team is ready to go, even if it's just next year, I have already lost some value on running backs. It's just how I approach the running back position in general. So wide receivers, I feel a lot more comfortable on. When I get a nice young wide receiver, I will take them on both types of teams. So I sent out, like I said, 24 offers. Still have about, half of them unresolved. I'll go through some of the rejections that I got first. I got some counters. The first counter to my first and second offer was a first and a first, to give two firsts or to give Debo and a first. I'll just stick with Debo. Debo's coming back. He's getting healthy. He's going to be back in that offense now. I like him. Not nearly as much as I like DJ Moore, but I don't feel comfortable giving a first on top of Debo Samuel at this point. And I don't want to pay two firsts for DJ Moore either. So, I mean, like I said, I think that's a fair price, but I'm looking to buy a little bit cheaper. I got a counter for Allen Robinson in a first. Similar to Debo, I like Allen Robinson a lot. It's not an unfair offer. I just definitely want the Allen Robinson in a first side of it. So that was a no. I'm not going to accept that counter. I did get some people that just said, you know what, I think your first looks late. I'm not interested in a late first and a late second. I got one person that said, my team's still competing, but in a couple of weeks, like if it still goes this way, we can definitely revisit that. So I make a mental note of that to make sure I try and go back and check that in a couple of weeks. If DJ Moore has a bad week or two and that team has fallen, then I'm probably going to send an offer of a first and a third and see what happens then. I got a counter of Stefon Diggs in a first. Again, no chance. I like Stefon Diggs just about as much, quite frankly, in this particular league, which is it's a thin roster league. So there's not much depth. I want players that are performing constantly. Right now, Stefon Diggs is performing. And to me, he's actually worth more in this particular league because I think it's a 16-man roster. Like, it's super thin. So there's just, to me, if I'm going to roster a player, I want that spot producing. So definitely not going to add a first on top of him. I had a response of, my team, you know, looks bad right now. And yeah, I'd be interested, but I'm waiting until Christian McCaffrey and Michael Thomas get back. So I was trying to take advantage of a team that's in a little bit of a bad situation, but they can pull out of it. I was hoping that they would only be looking at their record. You know, obviously not. They're smart owners. So they understand their situation that they can bounce back on. I did already have two get accepted. I had one that got accepted basically right away for a first and a second from my team, which is currently in second place, undefeated, and has third most points in the league. I don't know what other ways to look at that team to see if it will be early, middle, or late, but to me, four games in, undefeated through four games, third in point scoring, and second in the league. To me, that seems like a contending team. So I would classify that as a late first and a late second. I could not believe that I got DJ Moore for it. For me, that felt like a huge, huge win. The one other completed deal was in a bankroll league. So again, you have to kind of adjust your values. Anybody that knows about the Capitalist Pigs leagues, they get a little bit crazy. I sent an offer of two firsts for DJ Moore, and it got accepted. For me, the math that I do on those picks, looking at who has them, where they are in the league, I think they're both going to be relatively late first round picks. And in this particular bankroll league, basically every single pick is worth about half the value. So giving up two firsts, to me, I feel like I kind of gave up one first. The amount of auction dollars that I'm going to get from those picks next year would probably get me a guy that would go around 14th in the auction, like the 14th highest spent player next year in the auction. So for me, I look at it like I just gave up a late first for DJ Moore. I love that deal as well. So if you're looking for DJ Moore, now is the time. I mean, obviously he's been a super hot topic on Twitter. A lot of people are talking about him. The calculator actually comes out and says early first, mid second. DJ Moore is a 27.2 on the calculator. Early first, mid second comes to 27.4. I don't think that's unfair. I would not sell for that. I'm higher on DJ Moore than that. I would certainly buy for a late first. I will say there were a couple of teams where, like some of the counters involved in the early first, and that's where if I had multiple firsts and they came back with two firsts, and I was like, you know, I don't want to give up the early one. I might give up two late firsts if I really had to, but right now I don't want to give up the early first just because of the potential of that pick. You just know that value is going to grow. Now is not the time to sell potentially early first round picks for 2021. Those picks are just going to get more valuable every week. More teams start looking towards the future. And as more teams start looking towards the future, those picks become more valuable. So for me, an early first and a mid second, again, it feels fair, but that's not what I want to do when I'm going after people that are hopefully looking to get out on a player. So calculator, I think, is not far off. I actually would pay not an early first and a late, but I would probably pay, you know, I think two late firsts is fair, and that comes out to be about the same. about the same cost. So let me know if you are able to acquire DJ Moore on any of your teams. Tweet me. I am at John Bosch FF on Twitter. If you get DJ Moore for anything, let me know. I'm curious if you can get him for a single first, if you can get him for less, if you can get him for more. I'm very, very curious. Based on the poll that we had on Twitter, the results were just all over the place, which is fun to see. It gives me a margin to work in then that I find exciting. So if you're enjoying this series that I'm doing, feel free to shoot me suggestions on Sundays on who I think the panic player should be. I typically do watch, and I try to target the primetime games, but man, nothing stood out like DJ Moore on Sunday. he was all over people discussing his value, so kind of had to go for him. All right, thank you for tuning in. I will be back next week trying to get another player that people are panicking on.